Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Becker. We're talking with my friend and everyone's favorite reporter, award-winning reporter, Doug Schneider, who is he has since retired. This is Doug's revenge tour. See, as Frank Costanza would say, I've got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it. This is, you have the opportunity here, should you take it. But I wanted to talk, as we were on the other side of the break, about, you know, how newspaper has changed, you know, and think about where it was when you started to where it is now.
Basically, initially you like had to get the local paper, you know, it was essential.
Yeah.
And much of newspapering relied on that. You know, one of the first papers I worked at was dependent on, you know, when we said, you know, 90 some percentage of the local market reads our paper, and
jeez,
we certainly, there were a lot of people who believed everything that they saw and could not differentiate between the editorial page and the news columns, and that was sort of scary.
Yeah.
But now you don't have to do that anymore. You certainly can just jump on the internet. You can get
everything's the editorial page.
Text alerts.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that requires a J-school degree or anything like that, a solid education. I'm reading a lot of stuff now where, you know, mainstream media is writing about somebody at a Trump press conference who is, quote, not a traditional reporter.
Right.
And so these guys lead their questions with, you know, basically, you call him the orange man, you know, citing some point that he's made or allegation that he's made. And there's no, I can't say there's no, but there's little fact checking and things like that. So that's kind of where we are.
How does a paper who, I mean, because when I, even today, when I looked at where the best source for journalism was, without a doubt, it is the papers. It's the Washington Post, the New York Times. It's here, the Press Gazette, because you don't, you know, yes, you have reporters going out and doing a 30-second hit on a piece of news, but as a reporter, you have time to be careful and select your words, and you don't have that, you know, reporter that's going out that has a degree in television writing a really in-depth story. So where I get my news, if I want it to be, and I do, I try to be the most informed person that I can, it is from the paper sources, from the Post and the Times and the Press Gazette. But I don't, do people care about that anymore?
I think that's the essential question. And in a lot of cases, people do not care. And there are a lot of stereotypes being forwarded about, you know, oh, these guys, this medium, you know, comes at it from this perspective.
Right.
Most important thing you have as a reporter is trust in your work. And you don't see a lot of people establishing trust or, you know, measuring trust in that people provide, which is a really bad answer.
No, I mean, it's true though, and the trying to, you know, get to where a place of truth and accepted fact, it's almost impossible these days, you know, because like, you can find any news place to tell you whatever you want to hear.
Absolutely.
And that's dangerous. You know, like.
Well, I will push back a little bit on that and say that it's dangerous if people are not thinking about it or dependent on whoever is the first to report something or only report something if you're only reading one network, if you're only reading one newspaper, if you're only reliant on one radio station or, you know, news outlets or, you know, news alerts, you're not particularly interesting and your worldview is not particularly advanced.
But I think, you know, when you get into like where we are, you have all these people that care about fake news and all of that. You know, that was years ago where that kind of started. But the problem is that there are places that have set up their own echo chambers, OANN and Newsmax and Truth Social. And like Fox News now is too left wing for some of these people. And, you know, like that is inherently, I think, a danger. Because, yes, I think you should. If you just listen to CNN, that's not okay. You know what I mean? So I totally agree with that. But then you have people like Steve Bannon and, you know, that dude that looks like the Riddler. And they've realized how much money they can make from telling people what they want to hear and calling it news and calling it truth and fact when it's the editorial page of the newspaper has more fact than what they're showing people on television.
There used to be a real strong line between news/fact and opinion. And, you know, the editorial page was set off independently.
Right. And there's a board. They had editorial boards that would police that.
Absolutely.
What happened to that?
I think it fell victim to economics, decline in staffing. You know, you can't hire as many people, so you know we're gonna cut somewhere. And one of the places that people got cut was in editorial, in opinion. So that's a drawback.
Yeah, we're talking with Doug Schneider, award-winning journalist from the Press Gazette, amongst others, and how did you see this evolution happening in news?
Be more specific with that question, please.
God, you're a good reporter. How did you see the big shift from people reading periodicals at a very scheduled pace to moving away from the newspaper and consuming at their own leisure?
Time is money in this case, and people saw opportunities. You know, if you knew the PG was not going to publish until tomorrow, you know, there were a lot of times in Binghamton, which was my job before, place I worked before Green Bay, you know, one of the things we did was check the 11 o'clock newscast and
nice.
Did not see any headlines that we had sent to print.
Wow.
For publication tomorrow.
Wow. We're talking about Doug Schneider here on the Civic Media Network on Rational Revolution. We're gonna talk about what does media have to do to get back into to where that truth is. I'm Mark Becker. We'll talk about this right after this. Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.